We're here with head coach Craig Penny of the men's and women's track and field teams, previewing the 2008-2009 track and field seasons. First of all, coach, thanks for taking some time with us, and give us a brief synopsis of what you expect out of your men's indoor and outdoor track and field teams upcoming season.
Well, I think one of the things that we're excited about as a coaches group is the quality and the quantity of the team. We have an outstanding freshman group that will complement our upperclassmen who provide us with leadership and experience. I'm very optimistic about the group and really looking forward to getting these kids started with some good solid training and then getting into some meet competition to see what they look like when they put the singlet and shorts on. That's always an interesting development is to see how they handle the competition. But we're very optimistic about the group and feel like we've made some dramatic strides in elevating the program in terms of its level of competition.
This is a men's team that finished 7th indoor last year, 6th outdoor last year. Talk about, first of all, sprints, because obviously in order to have a successful campaign in the North Coast Athletic Conference, you have to have deep sprints and hurdles. And where do you find your strengths this year in that regard?
Well, I think our upperclassmen with Manny Lamar and Mark King and those guys are going to be real catalysts and leaders for that group because the rest of them are going to be pretty inexperienced. They're going to be freshmen with very limited indoor experience. So our upperclassmen are really going to have to lead this group and set a tone for practice, for competition, getting these kids elevated, focused, and mentally prepared for levels of competition that lie ahead. The one area where we're going to be a little thin is in the hurdles. We're going to rely on some freshman guys to step in and really help us out, but I think they're capable of handling the load and the competitiveness, but again, they're freshmen, and you never know quite how they're going to handle things, but mentally, I think they will be able to handle it and do well. It's really a matter of balancing everything and staying focused. So I think the sprints are going to be okay. We'll see how things develop.
One of the strengths of this team over the course of the last several seasons has been their middle distance core. Talk about what you expect out of that group and in a very deep NCAC field, your expectations for that group.
Well, I think the real key to the middle distance group is how Gabe Savage, coming off a great cross-country season, transitions into the indoor season and more of a middle distance kind of runner. Also, you know, his leadership and Andrew Carter and some of the sophomore guys who had big seasons last year, handling the load of work that's required of a middle distance runner, and then to see how our freshman guys do. We've got a great group. They bring some excellent times and performance levels into the program. And we're anxious to see how they perform here in the next couple weeks with some indoor races. But they're excited, they're enthusiastic, they're motivated, and they're driven. And I think they're going to be a real catalyst for how well this program does here in the next couple weeks and in the future when we get towards the conference championships. They're going to be key parts because they're going to be able to run relays, middle distance races, and step up in a variety of areas that are really going to be catalysts for us when we get into the conference meet.
Taking a look at this distance crew, obviously you have a lot of carryover from your cross-country program this fall, which set one of the best finishes in North Coast Athletic Conference for this program since 1999. So talk about your expectations. It's a very, very good conference in terms of distance in the NCAC, but you feel like you can get in some guys and steal some points at conference?
Well, I think you kind of touched on it a little bit, Ben. This is a distance-oriented conference from the 1,500 meters up. It's a really one of the most competitive conferences in the country. So our guys, they're sophomores and freshmen, really going to have to be facing the challenges that lie ahead as they get into the conference level of competition. But I think we're going to prepare them for that as we've grown and learned and worked together coming off a great cross-country season. They're excited, they're passionate, they're energetic. They've really done some nice work over the holidays. So again, we're anxious to see how that group steps up and really gets ready to compete. I would say this, that the indoor season is not the culmination of everything we want to do. Our indoor schedule really allows us to develop our kids, build some confidence, build some success levels, which we hope will carry over to the outdoor schedule, where we think we're a better outdoor team than maybe an indoor team.
Taking a look at another one of the major strengths of this team, the areas of the jumps, you return a young man who set some school records in Eric Larkin last year in the triple jump. What do you expect of him, and do you expect him to take on a leadership role for a jumps team for your squad?
No question about it. Eric has really progressed over the last 2 years that I've had a chance to work with him. He's done a tremendous job. He's really developed into a leader, a role model, a young man that I can say, hey, I need this done, and he's going to go out there and do it. He's also really developing that mentality of, you know, I don't want to get beat. I can beat these guys. I can compete with anybody in the state. I want to go get it done and leave my mark as a senior and put my name in the record books. And I think that's his goal and motivation. I know he wants to get to the national level. So that's something we're going to start working on as we continue to progress towards our indoor schedule and see if we can't get him some nice, real high marks and continue to develop on the success he had last year.
Now, one of the groups that sometimes gets overlooked because they're out there competing, maybe out on the distant fields away from everybody else, are the throwing groups, discus, shot, put, hammer, and javelin, in that kind of group. What do you expect from them this year? What kind of guys do you expect to fill the role as leaders in that group?
Well, I think this group could be one of the biggest pluses that we have this year in the season in the group because of Melissa Jensen's coaching ability and how she's really got those kids motivated, competing every day in the weight room, competing in the circle, and really getting after it. I see this group could really, really put us over the top in terms of our competitiveness within the conference. They've really worked well over the holidays and preseason in November, December, and I see some really big things out of them with Matt Guida, Nick Riddell, Robbie Keel, Tom McElwain, are guys that have really stepped up and really gotten much better, much more focused and deliberate about their approach towards the throw events.
Coach, switching gears over to the women's side, it's a team that finished fourth last year in conference and then ended up taking a bit of a step back in the outdoor season, finishing seventh. You've got a big freshman in class coming in on the women's side. Expectations are that they're going to step in and make an immediate impact?
I think so. I'm really optimistic, encouraged by the group. We've got some great leadership in our upperclassmen. Our seniors have done a great job. They've been with me now for 2 years, going on three. They provide leadership, role models. They know what is expected. But our freshman kids coming in have gotten a lot of talent, know how to win, and excited and enthusiastic about seeing this program get better. So, you know, I'd like to think optimistically that we can be in there competing for a conference title. It's not out of the realm of possibility, but, you know, we're going to have to see how these kids develop here over the next couple weeks and put some performances up on the board. But we're very encouraged by the group as coaches. We see a lot of talent. It's our job to develop that talent and see what we can do about making them championship-level people.
One of the biggest areas in which you're going to see some of these major freshman impacts is definitely going to be in the distance area. And over the course of the last several years, Wittenberg hasn't necessarily been a dominant force in terms of the North Coast Athletic Conference in distance races. That could certainly change this year, and you've got a number of cross-country standouts that could make a major impact.
Yeah, there's no question that we've elevated the women's program with our middle distance and distance group. And coming off a great cross-country season, I think that they're encouraged and excited about taking that next step. I think the big plus for us is we have enough women now involved in our program that we have depth and talent in every event. And that's such an important criteria with track because you have so many events and you need so many people to fill those events. And we've been able to do that with our recruiting, and the success level has just really carried over. So, you know, the middle distance and distance groups are much different than where we've been in the past, and they're much more talented, much more competitive. So they're going to be a big plus for us, but I think if you look at it in terms of our sprinters, our jumpers, our throwers, across the board, we've got talent and quality in every event.
The sprinting group is going to have a number of seniors and sprints and hurdles that are going to look to step up from being maybe on the periphery of being able to score at conference. Expect to see them make that next big step this season?
Absolutely. I think the key for the sprint group is staying healthy, staying focused, staying in the moment of every meet and every practice, and continuing to get better each day and each week. There's no question Katie Shoemaker's a big time. She could be a national qualifier. Tara Arsborn has really come along showing some confidence and leadership. Again, it's just a matter of staying focused into the process. Some freshman kids, we're anxious to really see how they look on paper. They bring some phenomenal numbers and performances to the program. But, again, we'll just have to see and evaluate as they progress through the season. But there's talent and quality. There's no question that they're going to be a huge part of our program.
Well, one of the huge parts of your program from last year, a pole vault record setter for the school. It's obviously exciting. You've got Caitlin Wessler back for another year, and you've got plenty to look forward to in that regard, I imagine.
Yeah, Caitlin has really gotten much more focused, has grown up a lot, has a better understanding of the balance of academics and athletics, and has really worked hard to get herself, you know, fundamentally sound in a college environment. So she's really looking good. We're anxious to see what she performs here in the next couple weeks, but I think she's a national caliber kind of kid, but we just got to keep working at it and keep working on her skills and her development. But there's no question that she's going to be a big part of this as well.
And the rest of the field events in terms of the jumps and the throws, big expectations for your women's squad?
Well, we're going to have to develop some of our people who bring those skills to the table and see how they perform. But, you know, that's an area that we've been a little thin in the past, but we've got a number of young ladies who have experience with the jumps, particularly the high jump and long and triple. So we feel like that, you know, we've really, really turned the table in that area, and we're going to be very competitive across the board. And, you know, our expectations, we want to be better than we were last year, and being in the top four is a goal, but we think we can be right in there and competing for a title. But we'll have to see how things develop. They're freshmen, and you never know how those kids are going to perform. But this group brings a winning attitude to the program, and that's something you can't necessarily teach. You just have to learn how to do it and go out there and perform.
One of the big things that you talked about earlier, Coach, is the fact that you want to make sure that this team is ready to go, not necessarily entirely for the indoor championships, but definitely for the outdoor championships. Talk about the meets in between, the All-Ohio meets and some of the other meets in between as far as preparing your kids. Or how do you approach these meets, considering they're not ultimately what's going to determine where this team stands in the conference rankings?
One of the things we do with our indoor schedule is we want to try to provide a variety of levels of competition. We go out of state to DePaul University. We know they're going to provide a really good middle distance and distance events competition for us. So that's going to provide those people and those events an opportunity to find out where they go and how they perform. But really, our indoor schedule is set up that we want to get everybody into some meets, get them an opportunity to race at a variety of different events and see how they develop, and use it as a criteria of evaluating our talent and see where we can best utilize that talent for the program as well as for themselves. Indoors builds us for outdoors. Outdoors really gets us ready for the conference championship, but providing an opportunity where they're going to have some fun, improve, have some success, and be rewarded for their work and their ethics, work ethics through hard work and success is really important criteria for us.
Now, also, aside from going to DePaul, you're going to be making a couple of trips even further away. You get a spring break trip down to South Carolina, and then also a trip down to Rhodes in Memphis, Tennessee for a meet. Talk about some of those meets, how they came about for you, and what you expect them to provide for the young student-athletes.
Again, we try to provide a balance where we're going to have some fun. We're going to go to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, to Coastal Carolina for a big invitational in early March. We're going to provide the athletes an opportunity to get in there and compete against some Division I, Division II level competition, but also have a chance to go to the beach and have a little bit of fun. These are events and opportunities that are going to last a lifetime. They're going to remember their races. They're going to remember their friendships and opportunities that they've had as a team member, but really they're going to remember those experiences of having some fun with a really unique collection of individuals, and that's kind of the opportunity that we provide over the spring break. Get them ready for the outdoor schedule. It transitions them from indoors to outdoors, and then they're ready to go. They got that meet experience. The growth from that first meet to that second meet outdoors is tremendous, and then we'll just carry over from the Coastal Carolina Invitational to get on to Rhodes College and, again, run a nice Division III, Division I meet, getting in there some good competition, some really good weather, and really, again, assess where we are in terms of our talent and our level of competitiveness and see how we can develop this team. So those are two really nice meets for us that I think will provide an opportunity and an atmosphere that we'll build off of for future success.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking some time with us, and best of luck in the indoor and outdoor seasons this year.
Well, we're looking forward to it. I know the kids are anxious to get this thing rolling. I know we are as coaches. So if the weather cooperates, even if it doesn't, we're still going to get out there and compete and get ready to race.
That is head coach Craig Penny of the men's and women's track and field teams here on the Tiger Sports Network.